Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. I want to talk with you today about one of the most popular copywriting and messaging formulas, the PASS formula, and why now's the time to essentially stop using it. It has some good elements, but we're going to actually start getting rid of some of those elements because you will be better served as a speaker, coach, consultant, podcaster, whatever type of communicator you are for your audience. You're better served if you kind of leave that PASS formula in the past and replace it with some other elements to help actually connect with your audience better. You might wonder, okay, what do I do next? I've used this formula maybe as a talk structure for opening a talk or for a sales page, for ad copy, for a social media post, and I get it. It's very, very popular, this idea of the PASS formula. But today I want to connect with you and say, here are some ways that you can use other elements to replace the PASS formula to have a better connection with your potential buyers, with people you want to help moving into the future. And you might say, gosh, who is this guy? I'm John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content, and I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one over the last 4 years, helping them really craft and share their messages. And even I've used this PASS formula. I've used it before, and it has some really good elements. You might say, what is this? So there are three elements to this formula. Really, it's problem, and then agitation, or agitate. Some people call it agitate, whatever. Agitation, and then solution. And how this is really popular is that the fact that people say, like, hey, here's a problem. But what happens if you don't get rid of the problem? And really, there's a lot of angst that's then built into this messaging, whether you're speaking from stage, doing a webinar, or you know, like I said, ad copy. This idea of saying, like, I'm going to introduce this problem, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to agitate this problem. If you don't fix this problem, it's going to give sleepless nights. You're going to lose your dog. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose all these other things. And it starts to have kind of this yucky feeling to it, because really, I feel like a lot of this is really predicated on this idea of shame. Why haven't you fixed this yet? Why is this causing your life? This is causing damage and destruction. And it kind of gives you like this icky feeling. And even if it's not intended like that, that's also how it's being perceived though by your audience. They may say like, hey, you may not intend for it to come across as shameful, but I feel lesser about myself. I came to your sales page. I came to your webinar. I came to your post or whatever it might be because I wanted some help because I'm aware of this problem. And so there are some really good parts of this past formula. It's like, okay, this idea of this problem, we need to know what that problem is. But not only that, it's saying, like, okay, what do we do with the idea that somebody's coming to your page because they're already aware of the problem? They don't need to know that they have a problem. They're probably on your page because, like, I have this thing. I might not even be able to articulate it yet, but I have this thing, this angst in my life. They're already agitated. You don't need to agitate them further. And it's saying, like, if we continue to highlight on how things are not going well, then it really doesn't give a lot of hope. And we are in the hope dealing business. Before you are a speaker, before you're a coach, before you're an author, anything else, you are a hope dealer first and foremost. And this idea of saying, like, I want to get rid of shame for my audience. I want to give them hope. They came to your page, they came to your website for a reason. They're looking for hope. They're not looking for shame. So get rid of shame here. Really, it's saying, okay, what do we do then with this agitation? They're already agitated. So I like to say, when somebody's coming to your business, when it's coming, checking out your book, checking out your program, your course, whatever it might be, assume their awareness. Assume that they already know, not only that I have a problem, but assume that they're also aware of how that problem is affecting every area of their life connected to that problem. Assume that they're not getting a good night's sleep. You don't need to tell them that they're getting a good night's sleep. They already are fully aware because they're sitting there kind of bleary-eyed, kind of like, if I could just get better sleep, but because of this problem, I'm not. So I like saying, okay, if we can assume their intelligence, if we can assume that they're aware of their problem, saying, okay, let's start and let's look at empathy first and foremost. And you might say, I'm very familiar with this idea of empathy, but saying there are really five different types of empathy, and really I want to focus on three different types of empathy. And I've created other trainings, other recordings about this, but really quick here, this idea of like there is essentially this cognitive empathy. Cognitive empathy is saying something's wrong. I know something's wrong. I can see, my brain can be able to detect something is wrong and here is actually the cause of this problem. So it's very clinical. It's very much thinking from like a cognitive standpoint. I know what the solution is. I know what the problem is. I know what the solution is. And you can see like, hey, here's the disconnect. Mentally, I can see that. But often one of the problems that we have with cognitive empathy is that it's not caring. It is not compassionate. So saying, okay, let's go to this next part. Next part is like this emotional empathy. Emotional empathy is amazing because it allows you to be expressive, saying like, this idea of like, I'm a sympathetic crier. I see somebody crying and it's going like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I see them crying. I see them in pain. It's another human being who's in pain. Somebody's saying that they're not experiencing the joy and the hope that they really want to see. And so there's that emotive response. It's going like, hey, you're really digging deep into your soul to find out like, here's what it is. Here's what they're feeling, and coming and being able to express that. Now, you've probably already picked up there is a problem with having just emotional empathy is because it's saying like, hey, I can be able to emote with you how bad this problem hurts, how much pain and just discomfort and uncertainty is bringing to your life. But what do you do about it? Emotional empathy is amazing because it allows you to have that emotional connection, but it actually doesn't act upon that emotion towards providing the actual solution. So emotional empathy without actual action connected to it, it's not very helpful. You're just a sympathetic crier at that point. It's good as a starting point, but it's not a great ending point. But then really this third part is what I call compassionate empathy. Compassionate empathy really is a nice hybrid of this cognitive and emotional empathy. And by bonding them together says, I can understand what's the problem. I can understand really how this is affecting you, but I also feel how this is affecting you. And then it allows me to say, and here's how we can take the next step together as a friend, as a partner, as somebody who's guiding them towards that next step so that they can get rid of this problem. So as you look at this, whether you're putting together a talk, whether you're putting together any type of webinar, even ad copy, social media posts, sales copy for an online course or membership, whatever it might be, it's going, we need to articulate the problem, but we need to articulate it through the lens of empathy. It's going like, that really must hurt. And you're probably wondering, how is this frustrating me? And you're probably having this idea of here's how this is not really working out the way that you wanted. And I've been there before. I understand what that's like. I've had those sleepless nights. I've had those tough conversations with my spouse. I've had those moments where it's like, I feel like the worst parent ever, or like a bad business partner, or whatever it might be. And you're able to emote with a way that also says, okay, I understand what that feels like. I understand you, again, it's going like, it's recognizing and it's actually acknowledging that they're already agitated. We don't need to agitate them more. We acknowledge that they're agitated and then saying, and what's the solution? The thing is like, I've been through the same situation you've been through, very similar, probably not the exact situation because everybody has different situations, but I've been through a very similar situation. Here's my story. Here's what I was feeling. Here's what I was going through. Here's what I was thinking. But then I said I needed to take a step. And so my experience helped create this solution. So again, there's a solution that's good to have that solution in there, but says, okay, now we present that solution, not in any type of cold or clinical way. So like, hey, buy this, it'll fix it. Like it's some magic elixir. But it says this compassionate solution says this was made for you to find hope. This was made for you to get rid of that shame because life or business or your relationship or financing or parenting, whatever it might be, isn't where it's supposed to be. I want to go from where you're already feeling shame, you're already feeling like you're not enoughness, to that point of feeling, I am fulfilled. I have hope. I know that I can do this. And so whatever your solution, what this does by saying here, having a compassionate, empathetic response through how you present your solution, really I call that this starts to humanize your solution. And the humanized part says, we help you get control of your finances because debt is crushing. Because debt is no way to be able to live life. It can be feel like you're losing all of your oxygen when you try to get just another month ahead. This solution, this debt-free solution, really helps you say, hey, I have the confidence and clarity I need to have hope for the future, to be able to build a great financial legacy for you and your family moving forward. What this does is it starts to humanize your solution. It's not, hey, here's three videos, watch this, fill out this worksheet, do this template, and you'll get debt-free. Not that at all. It says this helps you have the go from the shame to hope, from the uncertainty to clarity, from the lack of confidence to confident. What it does is it starts to really create the bridge, and that bridge has all sorts of motions that are really laced across that bridge, going from where they are to where they could be because of the fact that you humanize your solution. It's not just a course. What this happens to be is this is a, we have packaged hope and it happens to have videos and worksheets and templates attached so that you know where you are right now is not where you're going to be when you're done with the solution. When you take this next step, what it does is it gives you the hope that you need, and I've done it in a way where you don't feel worse about yourself. You feel better about yourself because of what could be in the future. Really started, this is starting to tie into, if we can get into like the neuroscience side of things, it really ties into that serotonin deficit. If somebody is feeling agitated, somebody's feeling that they have this problem, they come to your page, likely it's because they don't have that sense of fulfillment. That sense, so that could be dopamine on the dopamine side of things, but also really that ties to is your solution can be tied to that serotonin. And that serotonin is that same brain chemistry that is connected to sunshine and hope and hugs and being able to see a brighter future, being able to say, imagine writing that last check to your mortgage company. Imagine being able to say, never get that call from a debt collector again. Imagine being able to take this next step and say, this is how I've always hoped it to be, but now that hope becomes reality. And because you've humanized your solution, what it does is it gives you a chance to see, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And you made me go from feeling awful to feeling amazing because I see that your solution was made for me as a human, that you factored in, here's what I was thinking, not just think about, here's what I was feeling, but it also has, here's some good practical steps connected to it. You didn't have to agitate this. You didn't have to make this feel worse about myself, but saying, I feel like there is an opportunity for me to take a next step. I have hope again. I don't feel shame. I don't feel yuckiness. I don't feel lesser than, because I came to your site, I felt hope first before I ever felt that you were going to sell me something. So that's a great way to be able to turn the problem, agitation, solution, really that past formula, really take out different parts, saying like any parts that could be perceived as shame, anything that could be perceived as not assuming that they already know their awareness of the situation, and saying, okay, we want to acknowledge where they are, and saying, you've come to this page for a reason. You're looking for hope. You're looking for answers. You're looking for just that freedom that you've been craving for so long, that's kept you up at night, that's kept you, you know, distracted in those meetings, and now here's where you are. And this is what that looks like, built for humans just like you. So if you have any questions, you say, like, I've covered a lot of content, you're saying like, this is amazing, this is awesome, go ahead, hit that like, subscribe button. I'd love to share more information. And if you're saying, John, I'd love to be able to humanize my solution, whether it's a course, whether it's a membership, whether it's a book, whatever it might be, saying like, I need it to be more human. I need it to be more empathetic. I'm not sure where to start with that. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, can fill out a form, we'll hop on a call, we'll talk about your business, talk about your audience, talk about your message and where you want to go for the rest of this year and into the future, so that we can have it so that you are having amazing conversations before, so people are coming to your page, they're coming to your website, and they're saying, I'm finding hope first and foremost. If that's what you're wanting for your audience, if you're wanting hope, if you're wanting that sense of just that freedom to be able to help a lot more people, I can help you with that. Hope you've had a great time. I hope you've been able to learn a lot from this. It's been great to connect with you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.